Hey, Yael, want to make a bet?
That depends, Don. What do you have in mind?
I'll bet you $50 that I can lose more weight than you over the next 3 months.
But I don't really need to lose any weight, and neither do you. You're a beanpole.
I know, but I wanted to do a test to see if diet betting really works.
Diet betting?
Yeah. It's a weight loss tactic where people at work or groups of friends join weight loss pools. Everyone puts in $25 or whatever, and whoever loses the most weight in a given time period wins the pot.
Interesting. So does diet betting actually work?
Well, studies have shown that people are more likely to successfully quit smoking or lose weight when they're given a substantial economic incentive. So in general, yes, diet betting seems to work for some people. There are even websites where you can make diet bets with other people. One site actually takes your credit card information and charges you unless you meet your weight loss goals.
But I wonder how effective diet betting is in the long run. I mean, when the contest is over, you might just go right back to eating junk and gain the weight back.
True. But the idea, as with any weight loss program, is that the initial diet leads to a more comprehensive lifestyle change toward healthy eating and exercise. Whether or not that happens depends on the individual.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Kevin Volpe at the University of Pennsylvania. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. Once again, our web address, amos.indiana.edu. And for podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.